Welcome to Beyond the Prep. I'm your host, Sherry Kapach. I'd like to welcome today Margarita. She's competing this afternoon at the Golden Prairie Cup. Welcome.
Thank
you for taking some time quickly here and coming out. So tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm a busy mom of two boys. I love the gym. I've been working out since I was like 15. I think I discovered the gym.
Oh, wow.
So young, but then I didn't discover the bodybuilding world until I was in my 20s. I don't even think I knew what it was, really. And then someone challenged me. I love to travel. I love to take my family traveling with me. And I work in film as a makeup artist.
Oh, exciting. So someone challenged you. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, like I think that's when I discovered bodybuilding, because I mean, I loved going to the gym. There was never, like, if you asked me to go, I'd be like, yeah, let's go. But then I have cousins here in Saskatchewan who did it. And I was like, oh, that's so cool. And then they're like, let's all do one together, like as a cousins, like reunite thing. And so I was like, let's do it. And as soon as I got into it, my mindset was just stuck. And I loved the whole process of it. Like, I love the prepping, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
It was really hard the first time around. It's funny because, you know, I competed 10 years ago and I was a full meat eater, and now I'm a full vegan.
Oh, wow.
So it's different in that aspect as well. And I found it very difficult then. And I also didn't have a family, and, you know, I was also alone. And this time, full family has its major challenges, but also I found it a little bit easier being a vegan. I don't know if I could just stomach the food a little bit easier, but yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I found it interesting too, and I thought it would be hard. My coach kept saying, he's like, I don't like it, but I was like, this is amazing.
Oh, so, yeah.
Wow.
So you have children now.
Yeah.
So how has it been in prep and getting ready with children?
Yeah, it's really hard more time-wise because it takes so much time being at the gym. And my kids are little. They're only 2 and 4.
Okay.
So they're definitely, they're needy and they want mom. But I wake up at 4. Naturally, thank goodness, I am a morning person. So it works. And with my line of work, we work crazy wild hours all the time. So, I mean, I'm kind of used to it. But then I almost find it harder working and working out because we work like 15-hour days, and then I still have to somehow fit it in. So you can wake up at 3 a.m. It's okay. But yeah, it's hard. But with kids, it's okay. They're understanding. Obviously, they're little. They don't really get it, but I'm trying to get them used to it. We have a home gym, and, you know.
Okay.
They're boys. So they're like, I'm going to be strong, man.
Nice.
So maybe they'll get into it. I don't know.
Yeah. Follow mom's footsteps.
Yeah.
So with that, with having little kids and then following your foods, do you find it hard when with their, like, or do they pretty much follow what you eat, or are they?
To a point, yes. My stuff, you know, we have to skip the sauces and all those extra things and whatever. But for them, I try to make it a little bit more fun. But typically the same thing. Like, they're such good eaters.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. And I am not the mom that will make the few different meals for each person. And my husband, thankfully, also likes following this stuff. He's never competed, not yet anyway.
Yeah.
But he's very supportive and would even prep my food for me if I needed them to.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we try to make the kids, you know, eat similar, I guess, but just kind of make it more fun.
Yeah,
more
enjoyable.
Yeah.
So the last time you could be, you said it's been 10 years.
10 years, yeah.
So what's been the difference in that? Did you find it you were younger then? Was it easier?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like mentally it was harder then. Like, this time I'm just more mentally prepared, and I don't know if it's because I've done a show. I definitely have more challenges now, like a family, my crazy job, like all that stuff. But I don't know why, I just remember struggling a lot last time, and I think it's because I've never done a show. I didn't know what to expect. Like, way less responsibilities. I was single, no kids. I think I had like a normal 9 to 5 then too. Like, it was easy.
Yeah.
But I just struggled a little bit more mentally, I guess, preparing.
It is mostly, so much mental mindset to it.
Now that I think I know what's going on in a show and in a prep, it seems
You know what you're getting into. So you got back into it now because your family said, let's all do it together? Or
so they challenged me then. That was the challenge. But they did it again. Yes, they're like, let's do it again. But they kept saying it to me, and you know, I've always been a gym rat, and yeah. even with my first son, he was born in mid-2019, and I would go to the gym with him up until he was born, basically. Like, I was in good shape, and I was in good shape after.
Yeah.
When my second son was born, he was born in 2021, when everything shut down, full pandemic, so everything was closed. I had no gym to go to, so I gained a lot of weight, and I think this competition specifically has been more my let's get back into shape. So I don't necessarily think I am fully prepared physically, but I've had such a weight loss journey this year from losing the weight from my kids. So I feel good, but I need to get my feet wet again because it's been so long. Because I kept saying, I'm like, I want to do it again. I want to do it again. And even, you know, then I wanted to do it again, but I didn't. And I don't know what I was waiting for.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Wow. So what would the best advice be for someone that's considering going into bodybuilding or wants to try and compete or whatever? From your experience, what kind of advice could you give them?
You know, and I'm mostly going to speak to the moms because it's hard, and becoming a mom is hard, especially when your little ones want you and only you, usually. Don't be hard on yourself. Definitely don't be hard on yourself. Take your time. I mean, I would honestly hire a coach. I feel even if you know exactly what you're doing, I feel the support is needed because they know what comes with a prep. And we're talking to people who haven't done this before. Right. I think for them, for sure, hire a coach. Have like a plan. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But go on stage for you. Don't go to be number one on your first show ever.
Right.
And you know what? Honestly, it's just such a fun atmosphere. And it's a good goal to have if, you know, getting into shape is what you like or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just don't be hard on yourself.
Be patient.
Patience, yeah. Be patient. One step at a time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Stage is always there, right?
But anyone can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's all a mental game. Like it, your brain, your body will do what your brain tells it.
Absolutely.
Always.
Yeah. 90% mental.
Maybe not at the same rate as someone else, but or maybe faster, right? Don't but compare. Never compare. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
It's the end result.
Absolutely. So what was your biggest struggle with this?
Well, you know, in the beginning, being quite heavier, that was hard because I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to be ready. I'm not going to be ready. I don't want to be embarrassed. And I'm not like a body shamer or whatever, but, you know, I just wanted to feel ready and I wanted to feel comfortable for myself. So for me, it was that, like, just that, like, stress of, like, oh my God, I've registered. What if I'm not ready?
Right.
So I think that was my biggest struggle and stress. But I did find time to do it, and I prioritized the gym and myself. And so I didn't find that really hard, but yeah, I was just like nervous. I'm like, oh my God, I'm not gonna make it.
So how long did it take you, like, when you decided, okay, I'm going to do this? What was the time frame?
So I decided to do it just before the new year.
Okay. Okay.
Like, so I actually registered for a different show that took place in June this past year. And that's the show that I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to be ready.
Yeah.
And I wasn't ready. I didn't feel ready.
Right.
And so I decided to actually postpone to do their next year's show. And that's why I found this one that we're here today to do this one, because it gave me a little bit more time to prepare. But not having like a good starting was the hardest for me because it's been like a huge weight loss journey. Like, I think I'm down almost 50 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's been good. I feel amazing.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, it would have been good to start, you know, if I was going in it for like the competitive thing, you know?
Yeah.
Which maybe I will the next time. I don't
right,
know.
Right.
But this time it's just ease into it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a long time. So
it's been a long time. So like, I don't even know.
Yeah.
And like, everyone always looks so amazing. So you're just like, ooh, this is tough. So.
Oh, you look amazing. Well.
Oh, thank
for
you.
For sure. That's an amazing journey for sure.
Thanks.
So, well, on that note, I want to thank you for taking time out. I know you guys, your schedule is really busy, and I want to wish you the best of luck on stage. Hoping I can watch you and see you out there. And good luck.
Thank you.
Enjoy. So